the minutes. The report. The report on the annual performance and budget report of the Department of Cooperative Governance and the Traditional Affairs. And I will request members to go on page straight to page 6 of their documents, where there are the observations and recommendations.
So that early warning systems were put in place. I agree early warning systems, but Chair, it's high time that the local municipality must take our people out, of places where they know, for instance, Cape Town. They know certain areas in Cape Town, when it rains, it's flat, it overflows. If we can change that sentence the way we can put it a little bit more serious. I don't know how, I don't have the words. But yes, the sentence must be there. I mean, they mustn't remove the sentence. But put it in a way that they say there is a need for close relation with municipalities so that early warning. Can we say there is a need for close relation with municipalities so that they can get a space where to put those people who are in a flood place or underwater, to take them out. Otherwise, Chair, I agree with that observation. Thank you.
In fact,
Honorable Nelson.
In fact, Chair, I'm not debating this thing, I understand, but the point that is raising, because I've been thinking about that when I'm looking at what is going on here. Now I'm trying to think they must take them and put them somewhere. Is it not because of the drainage system? Yeah, aren't this municipality supposed to be doing to the storm drain properly? That's what they're supposed to do. So that this water can stop, to be damming around. Why the municipality can't do that?
The infrastructure.
I'm not sure, Chair, but I'm trying to say we need to get to the fundamentals. The same, they must be put elsewhere. There might be no land. The land is with a few.
Honorable Matil.
Yes. Yes.
Is it? Oh, no. Thank you, Chair. I think the sentence is fine if we can just extend it by indicating that to avoid loss of life or any other disasters to happen, because if you put in systems, you are dealing with the point you're raising now, then you must remove them earlier. Early warning systems, to avoid loss of life or,
I agree. What I said, but if you listen to the point of Honorable, even this morning, when I came to Parliament, I was driving up with Honorable Charles de Beer. We had one conversation, and I want to say, Chair, it's time that the municipalities and human settlements, wherever they go and build houses for our people, they must put in a proper system, infrastructure like storm drains and all the things, not these small pipes, big pipes. Because our people are not 10 or 100. Thousands of them are going to stay there. And I think this is where the flooding comes. You look throughout South Africa, all the previously disadvantaged communities, There is no storm drain systems. There is no storm drain systems. And I can tell you, Che, even in Upington, if there is a cloud break in Upington, Pabalelo and Rosedale will be flooded because there is no proper storm drain system. And this is where the flooding is coming from, Che. Thank you. I don't know how you put the sentence.
I want to agree, but let's take a simple example. The Jeskay River. That's a stormwater drainage system on its own. Because it's a flying lane area. If it gets full, even if you put in what you call a stormwater drainage system around that specific area, there's nothing that is going to assist it. Because if it's full. Now, the point I'm trying to raise is if you put in systems in place, that will warn you to can move those people. Maybe if we say, Che, that let us try and move people away from low lying areas, rather than put in that type of infrastructure in those specific areas, because whatever infrastructure you put in there might be a waste of money, you see. That's what I'm trying to say, Che. And that's why I'm talking about trying to avoid loss of life and property and all those things. And I'm just making that example because in most cases our people are on the banks of the rivers, the seas and whatever. And on its own those places are supposed to be.
Nkosana, did you want to say?
Oh, Che, I wanted just to clarify the point that normally these areas that are prone to disaster are areas that people have so-called illegally moved, and in them and later the municipality has tried to formalize those areas, but geographically those places are not meant for people to habitat, so they will forever be these challenges comes a flood. I think the recommendation is more on to deal with those areas that are prone to this. But we take point of the comments that was made by members.
Okay. And
it's something that the Chair.
It's 16.1 with observations. There's nothing wrong with it, but it does not read well. The committee was concerned. It must be the committee is concerned about the plight. And then the second one, they ask, now let's change it to questions were raised for more details on legislative plans to address this challenge. Yeah. You see, because if you are saying they, I mean, it does not. That is the two issues that I want to raise, Chair. Chair, then even on 16.3, you know, Chair, if you can read this clause here, if a person reads it, that person will say, but the committee is doing absolutely nothing because the committee noted the department has failed to implement the previous recommendations, more especially with regard to tabling of quarterly reports in respect of departmental strategic. I think we must change it, Chair. Because a person in the street, if he takes this thing, he will say, no, the committee have noted again that these people have failed.
Chair, one of the reasons why we captured this paragraph as it is because in our previous budget vote, the 2012 budget vote, the committee made a recommendation to say the department must provide quarterly reports in respect of their strategic goals and objectives. But members will be called that during the meeting, members observed that in terms of our previous report and the one passed by the House, the department again has failed to provide community quarterly reports. I agree with what Honorable Bloom is saying. Maybe we can also expand with regard to what action would the committee be taking to ensure compliance with regard to the monetary recommendations.
Yeah, but Chair, when you ask yourself the question, yes, we noted that they has failed the previous recommendations that the committee has made, but with regard with that, what we say. But we need to put something in place there where we just say, we noted that the department has failed to implement the previous recommendations, more especially with regard to tabling of quarterly reports in respect of departmental strategic objectives and priorities. And then we must add something there. What does the committee say now? We must add something there that even if it means that we are not going to, but my colleagues can help me with the sentence, but we have to say something else. No, Matilda?
No, Chair, I agree that maybe we need to indicate that the committee is not even happy with the way the department is dealing with that particular situation. But in terms of recommendations, I think we must pick it up there as part of the recommendations as to what the committee needs to do. I'm not sure if it has been captured because I've not gone through the recommendations.
No, no.
Let me propose this, and I mean it's a proposal that the committee express outrage that the department has failed to implement the previous recommendations, more especially with regard to tabling of quarterly reports. That's my. Because we were concerned, and we were not happy, like Matilda was saying. I don't know if the wording is correct or wrong. That's why I'm saying it's a proposal.
Honorable Zuman.
Express outrage. Yeah. All right.
Chair, I'm having came late and sorry about that. I'm trying to understand what are we correcting. I hear proposals and I heard what Bloom is saying, but I'm now suggestions. They still talk to the same thing. What is captured in the report? In my listening, Chair, if it's fine, but perhaps let's understand what are we correcting properly, Chair, because if it represent what we've said as is, then there's no need to do anything on it, because I'm trying to get what message are we getting out.
Honorable Matilda, Honorable Bloom.
Chair. I would suggest that maybe if the sentence can ask that the committee was not happy that the department has failed to implement previous recommendations. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, because noting might mean something different. So that it's properly captured in terms of recommendations. What is it that the committee wants to do? As I can hear what member, we're just changing the wording so that it becomes
Comrade Louis have asked what are we, and maybe Comrade Louis is disadvantaged. Let me read to Comrade Louis, and then you will hear what we are. Comrade Louis, it reads, the committee noted that the department has failed to implement the previous recommendations, more especially with regard to tabling of quarterly reports in respect of departmental strategic objectives and priorities. Now the proposal comes.
That's exactly what I understood, Chair. And that sentence on its own, it's a full message, Chair. It stipulates what we have noted is either, but the message is captured, the sentence on its own stands to say what we didn't like, what the department didn't perform. So unless we are worried with the word, only one word, noted.
Yes.
Otherwise, if we are worried about noted,
yes.
But the sentence is captures the exact what didn't happen and what we worried about, as is.
Honorable Gunda.
No, thank you, Chair. It's exactly what our concern is here. Our problem is with the wording noted. We want to say, we want to keep the sentence, we're not deleting it, we just want to change the word noted. Because noted is more a lenient word than that, okay, we've just noted it. You see, notice that, okay, I've seen it, fine. We must express how we have felt when we see these things are not happening, because this is a serious offense by not taking the recommendations of the committee serious, because it is previous recommendations. So I would agree with Honorable Matilo when he says the committee are not happy that the department has failed, or if there is a much harsher word, but a strong word to send a strong message, because this becomes a public document and the public will read this document. And the public must know that the Select Committee on Corporate Governance and Regional Affairs are taking their work very seriously. Because we had a very, very straightforward debate with the department while I was there. And I can say to you, Chair, none of us was happy concerning this thing. Because if they do it, if they keep on doing it, it's like we will do as we wish. And that's what the community tried to stop. The community tried to stop this thinking of we will do what we wish, what we want to do.
I hear the explanation and everything, but you see, I don't like English because it's not my language, but I'm speaking. You see, this sentence, it explains the state of affairs of something that didn't take place in the past. So Honorable Matila suggested that then where you take action, where you then show your level of dismay and whatever, outrages, Brumer said. It's only in the recommendation, what recommendation and what action to take, because you see, this is something that happened in the past. So you either observe, you can't be harsh there, or on something that the sentence is reflective of an action that was not performed, right? All right, so that's what the sentence does. And therefore, now, in terms of that, what is your remedy? So that's where you need to be strong in terms of your remedy, in terms of your intervention. Now you can, I don't know English, I don't know what means outrage. It might be that you are having a homemade gun, you know, when you are outraged. I don't know. Or an R4, R5 like Babazan. You know, so, but it only comes at the recommendation level, where you then state, I mean, your action is equivalent to what you've noted, to what you now know worried you in the past, but not in a definitive sentence that defines the previous state of affairs. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, before I give you honorable women, honorable members, 16.2 is the observation that we are talking about now. When you go to recommendations 17.13, mm-hmm. it responds to that observation that the department should table quarterly reports to the NCOP on the implementation of the department's strategic policy priority areas as well as challenges encountered. Honorable Bloom, Honorable Matila.
No, Chairperson,
You see, Comrade Matila came up with a word. It's only one word. Happy. We delete note and say
we're not happy.
That's all. And we are, you see, Chair, and I don't blame Comrade Lulu. He's from KwaZulu-Natal. He will always think of guns. I mean, we are sitting here now talking about helicopter now. He's talking about shotguns and rifles and what. No. Relax. There's no guns here. That's my proposal. Let's take a Comrade Matilas.
Honorable Matila, Honorable Nest.
The point we are raising, I think, because you know the previous reports have indicated, we have always been noting, and the department has not taken this committee seriously. The problem is the wording of how do we deal with that aspect, you see. Yeah. Because if you look at the recommendation, it's the same recommendation that was used in previous reports, you see. Now, I'm just saying, possibly the committee wants to express and come out with something that will indicate to the department that we believe that now is the time for you to act, you know? Yeah. And maybe the problem might be the wording around it. But I think that in essence what we're trying to say is, you know, the same, because it was said in the meeting that since since 2009 to date, we have been noting and nothing has happened, you know, and nothing was done up to date. And I agree sometimes with both companies that maybe we need to, I'm not sure, maybe the recommendation must say something that if this is not done by this period, you know, 1, 2, 3 might happen, you see.
Mm.
Yeah, so that we yeah. And then I think that's what we want to get out of the report itself. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Nisi.
Yeah, Chair, I think Honorable Matile is coming close to exactly what Honorable Lou is saying. Lou is saying this thing that we want to express there, it's not an issue there. It's supposed to be here. Now, Honorable Matile has got us there. In fact, what I was going to say there, what we need to say, I don't like this concept, happy. They're not here to make us happy, these people.
Satisfied.
Yeah. So we rather say the committee expressed its disappointment on the failure of the department to implement, continue with that sentence that is written, instead of happy. They are not here to make us happy.
It's not pirates now.
Yeah, not pirates.
No, Chair, I agree with the last sentence of Honorable Ness. It's true. The committee expressed the disappointment of that. And I agree. And then I also agree that when it comes to recommendations, we need to say something. If they don't implement it this time, they don't bring the quarterly report so that we can say, we need to, there's something that we need to do. The law is telling us something what we can do. We must just check that and then we can put it through, Chair. But I agree with what they're saying now, 100%.
Chair, just one thing is, you know, remember in the committee, we actually cautioned the department, you know, for reporting back to the National Assembly and not to this committee, which is another problem, you see. And that might be one of the problems why we are not receiving those quarterly reports in this particular moment. Well, they usually go back to the National Assembly. We don't know what has happened, and they don't come back to us, whilst recommendations are made by this particular committee, you see. And therefore, I agree. Maybe if the secretary and his team can look at some wording, because I want to move that we adopt these recommendations with all amendments, and that an indication is made that as Member Gunda is indicating that, you know, in terms of what this is the situation. I'm not sure what is that, you know. I'm not sure. Somebody must assist us. Maybe the ombudsman or the lawyer here can assist us.
Who's the ombudsman?
No, Chairperson, we must not adopt a blank check that the people, the office will work out a clause for us. That's a blank check. They can say that all of us are fired and we have adopted that. Now let us put heads together in that thing. What do we want to say in that in one line? Because we are saying that let me leave out the word happy. We are disappointed with this thing. Now we must come up with one line to a recommendation. All of us. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, Chair, I think if it's possible for us to add one sentence to the recommendation where we say, as a committee, about the implementation of the recommendations. And I think we, Honourable Mutila, just remind me of something. I think we need to put it in our recommendations that the department must come and report back to us, and not only to the NA, we are also Parliament. Both houses are Parliament. And I agree, you see, Chair, sometimes as a committee, when it comes to local government, this is where the problems of government are lying. And this is where the biggest fight is, service delivery. And as a committee, we must speak with one voice. We need to say something that everybody will sit up and listen. This, because we are not here for ourselves. We speak on behalf of the people who elected us. We speak on behalf of the provinces. And we speak to the department, because this is the national department. The national department must see to it that these things are taking place on grassroots level. So I don't have the sentence. I would agree, also Honorable Bloom, we don't give the secretary and his team a blank check, but we can come up with a sentence where we add in that, because I'm just happy that I see they've added the recommendation again of the Khoisan people.
Maybe we must take Comrade Louis on board, because now we are discussing a thing that Comrade Louis, maybe the chairperson, I mean, you must read it to you, Chair, so that Comrade Louis must hear what is the recommendations. And all of
on
us.
Which one, sir?
The chancellor.
She's in here, right? I'm very quick here,
too.
Very quick.
The entire recommendations?
No, the 17.1.
The one that you are concerned about.
That was an observation.
That was an observation, the recommendations.
He read 17.3. Yeah, 17.3. Eh?
Yeah.
You see now that I know what he read.
What's that?
Let me tell you. You see, from 17.1.1, it is lame. All these things. Expedite the proposed legislation aimed at recognizing the Khoisan traditional as process has been delayed since 2003.
Yeah.
You see, we must come up an inclusive one line. That is what I'm saying. I hear what you are saying on 17.13, but that one is only covering 16.3.
Honorable members. I'm sorry, I've got flu. Following the observation on 16.3 about the wording noted versus expressed or outrage, we went further to come with the recommendation, which is 17.1.3. And following the discussion, I've noted the concern regarding that recommendation, that members wanted to take it further. I wanted to propose to say, following that recommendation for us to go further and say and add the sentence on top of what is written to say the department should table quarterly reports on the implementation of the department's strategic policy priority areas as well as challenges encountered. Then we go on to say non-compliance with this recommendation will have a future implication on the department's budget vote allocation.
Chair, Honourable, I would also agree with us. If you look at how National Assembly prepares budget votes to portfolio committees, they are referred to portfolio committees for consideration of budgets. But if you look at the process report, the ACOP, this budget vote are not referred to select committee for consideration of budget. Now, meanwhile, when a select committee is making a recommendation, in the opinion of the department, in terms of the process, they are not obligated to report to the committee. Two, you will recall that this committee is the one that says the NCOP must put in place monitoring evaluation systems to make sure that all the recommendations that the NCOP committees make are implemented by the department. But my worry is if we take the proposal made by the content advisor to say in future, if you have a serious budgetary implication. In terms of the Act of Parliament, this is the one that is with money bill, it's only National Assembly through this Appropriation Committee that has an influence with regard to the budget of the department. As the Senate Committee, we don't have that legislative power to say no, we don't approve the budget of the department. Maybe there's a need at the chief group's level or the group's forum to raise it as a concern that in future, there's a need that NCOP puts in place monitoring evaluation systems. Two, there's a need that in future, when you deal with budget of the department, they are referred to the Select Committee for consideration and reporting, just to change the process. Because the process favors for the National Assembly, and that's what favors the NCOP. This is what I want to say.
That's all.
I would then therefore, because it's clear we all understand, we are forgetting, that's the problem. I understand we're working too hard. I've heard some of us this morning there talking here and there. I realize some of us are tired. That's why I came very early in this meeting fresh. I would support Honorable Matile that we adopt this report.
Honorable Gunda, Honorable Matila.
Chair. What the Secretary has just said to us, I agree with this, but the Secretary has just said to us, then you need as a committee to work on it, because this is a serious implication. It's not like that. That's why you see the attitude, how the departments comes to the select committees. You can just see in the attitude. And whether some of my comrades don't like it, they take us for granted. Some of the national departments knows that the NCOP don't have a bite on us. They know that. So we need to take that thing seriously, Chair, and make a recommendation and put it on writing. And I would suggest that the secretary write it to the chairperson, our chairperson, the committee chairperson, Mohobe, or even to you, because you are the security chairperson. You are working with legislation, a lot of them. Put it together and give it to you. You bring it to our committee. We discuss it there. We put it through.
Chair, I just need some clarity. In terms of the explanation, what is the purpose of reporting to us on these objectives and strategic objectives and priorities of the department? What is the purpose of doing so? Because at the end of the day, we must recommend to the House to pass a vote to either adopt or reject them, you see. Now, because if this House rejects them, it means the National Assembly's adoption does not work. Now, I'm just asking you, because if we can be clarified, I'm not saying we must move away from that, but I think we need to be clarified as to what role has the NCOP on this specific. And I must also, because we had a lot of workshops, remember a number of workshops on the Auditor General on whatever, you know, there were different explanations given to us as to what powers the NCOP or Parliament has and whatever. And now maybe we need to go back and read our laws, correct, and read the Constitution and see as to what is it that we can do, what is it that we can't do. But for now, Chair, because I agree, we can't come at this late stage and want to do a lot of drastic things. I mean, we are aware that we must debate on the 11th, that is one thing. Secondly, we won't have sufficient time to deal with legislation if we need to change legislation as far as that area, or even the Constitution. We won't have that time because it's elections. Because it's towards elections. I would agree that let's move forward and let's deal with it, but can we be clarified as to what the rules of Parliament are? What is the Constitution saying about these areas that has been referred to us now, you know, and everything else? And so that we deal with these situations knowingly, and we don't go into debates right at the end, then we get this type of information, you know. And I'm just trying to say, let's try and avoid to go into debates that are not taking us anywhere else.
No,
Chair, I want to follow up. I'm also confused now. I mean, what is our role now as this committee? I mean, to get a briefing from the department and that's it. The National Assembly Committee will decide. I mean, really, you know, the whole 4 years I'm in this committee, I've never heard about this thing. Now, I mean, we are playing most. We can't do anything. But when is section 139, there we go. There we go. And now all of a sudden we are having power. No, Chair, I need clarity. I'm following up what my colleague is saying here. I don't understand.
Honorable Nessie?
Oh, Chair, I think it doesn't mean that, sorry, we have got nothing to do here. I have to go to like this. But a lot to do here. Because if we were saying, as a committee, having read all this thing, and we say, we go to the House. I mean, we put on the thing. We can go to the House and recommend straight to that House, because that's where our power is, and say, we don't, I mean, pass this budget vote. That's what we can do. I mean, if we were to deal with the department. Not that we've got nothing to do. But this one is specific, I mean, because it's related to us as a committee, because we are expecting them to come back to us because they are not implementing our recommendations. Now we are frustrated about that, we are angry about that. Now we think that we've got nothing to do, no, we've got a lot to do here. But what we're supposed to be doing, and I'm thinking if we want, because seemingly we want to have something there, is to, just if we want to put that thing there of warning, I don't know whether we want to give them a friendly warning or we want to threaten them, the department. Because if we want to do one of those things, one thing that we can say is that in future, I mean, as you were saying, the implication that in future, we might recommend to the very same House not to pass their budget vote, because that's where our power is. The one that Honorable Bloom thinks that we don't have. I think that's what we can say if we want. In future, that's what we might do if we want to do that. But what we can be doing at the moment is to go and read the law and explore the possibilities, because there's everything in front of us. Not that we don't have power here. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Matilda, Honorable Konda.
But Chair, I thought...
Still continue, Chair.
But Chair, no, I think...
Chair.
But I thought exactly what Member Nessie was saying. In terms of the proposal that has been put forward, the recommendation that has been put forward, that's exactly what we're trying to do, you know, because in everything we're doing, this committee don't take decisions, it's the House that takes decisions. we recommend to the House for the House not to move forward, you see, so that the department can come back to us, this committee, so that we go back to the House and deal with those particular matters. Because I thought that is the process. But I was worried in terms of what was said earlier, you know. But if that is the situation, then Chair, I won't have a problem with that, if it's just put correctly, with the recommendation. It shows that we just extend this wedding, that this might be the implication in future, because this is what we find, you see.
Honorable Kunda and Honorable Zimandin, you are the last one.
No, Chair, I'm covered by Honorable Nessie and Honorable Matila. I'm covered.
One other matter, Chair, I didn't know what was the letter that was recommended by Honorable Member Kunda that must go to the chairperson and come back to us. I wasn't sure what is that letter. It's fallen out. But Chair, see, the appropriation and this is, it's in between 74 and 77 bills. And in terms of the rules of the House, you are told what is your role within those rules of how, what role is which House on 74 and 77. So in terms of budgets, I can't remember whether it's 77, but between 74 and 77. Now, the NCOP direct role is only mainly in 76, as we know. And then 75, Chair, they are even telling us in 75, that we are only making suggestions to the NA, upon which they can say, no, you are talking nonsense, you know? So these things are clear in terms of the mandating process, the responsibility processes, and all of that. So therefore, Chair, I think we do now have the position in terms of us adopting the report. And I would then add just a little proviso, Chair, that having the committee, having members that are part of the management committee, perhaps they could simply sign off in terms of the agreements that once the committee would have adopted this, but just refinements can still go to the management committee, Chair. Okay.
Thank you very much. Bror?
Chairperson. Yeah, can you read that clause now? What we are saying for all of us to the clause that was agreed upon.
No, what I said earlier is to say we will continue the sentence following that recommendation.
Yes.
To say failure in which it will have a future implication on the department future budget vote allocation.
See, that's right, Chair. I said you must read it because you have not noted what members were saying.
I went out like that.
Chair, yeah. Honourable members, the proposal was in should the department fail to implement this recommendation, in future the committee will recommend to the House not to approve the budget allocation.
Yes.
Honourable members, the report is duly adopted and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Chair, in